Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. Farm Talk, Mick Care, North Dakota Corn Council Studio, Friday afternoon. The franchise here on Farm Talk on a Friday is Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist, here on the next to the last Friday of July. At the end of next weekend, next Saturday night. Now, by the way, tonight is a full moon.
Is it really?
Woo!
Wow. There isn't enough reason. I mean, I know when we get to the backside of July, you can literally feel summer slipping through your fingertips a little bit and you knock on the door on August. But at the same time, as we look at it, you know, if the glass is half empty, then you just get a smaller cup.
Yes.
And you just, you know, then you just feel. So I think of it like we've got 4 Fridays in August. Maybe we've got.
We got five.
We got five Fridays in August.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just added another week on, and that's great, Mick.
And my favorite time of the year is autumn.
Yeah.
It is. You know, everything is ripe. Everything that we've done all summer has led to autumn, and, you know, corn and soybeans been harvested. Hay, cows come home.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen in fall. And it's a beautiful time of the year. So, and the, you know, after the first frost, the skeeters are going. We haven't had many mosquitoes though this year.
That's true. Unfortunately, yeah. The skeeters in some places have been replaced by grasshoppers, but yeah that's another frustration. And I also think of, you know, how thankful, like, going into the first weekend of the North Dakota State Fair is, you know, how many things were canceled last year. It's like, it's so nice to, be it for people, we talked about this last week as well, but for people to go, you know, I talk about the outdoors, camping, fishing, going for a walk to get your mind focused on something else and to maybe reset yourself just a little bit.
If you meet someone on the walkway, the walking path or bike path, you don't have to veer away and be 6 to 8 feet away from them.
Right, right.
Face to face is okay.
Yeah, you know, and you got some great events going on, and I'm already anticipating and anxious for ROLOG, Western Minnesota Steam Pressures Union. So looking forward. There's lots to look forward to. Lots to look forward to, Mick.
And on August 1st, we look forward to new laws. There's going to be I'm sure South Dakota and Minnesota have some too, but let's talk about what's different, game and fish. And for the South Dakotans and Minnesotans who come to North Dakota, obviously new laws will affect them as of Aug 1.
Yeah, and I'm glad you kind of referenced that, because we do not only for recreational purposes, and especially some of those places along those borders, is you have people that might live in South Dakota and might have farmland in North Dakota, might live in Minnesota, but they hunt in North Dakota, might be farmers in Minnesota, and they love to come over and do a little bit of fishing or some pheasant hunting.
Well,
in North
if they want to hunt ducks, they got to leave Minnesota.
I mean,
all the ducks came to North Dakota.
That's one of the beauties of where we live in the Midwest, is like you can hunt just about anything in these states, but, you know, South Dakota, it's hard for anybody to, you know, to stand, you know, too close to South Dakota when it comes to pheasants. You've got your Iowas and Nebraskas, but, you know, North Dakota and Minnesota, you can shoot some pheasants, but South Dakota's kind of got the market cornered on that.
And Huron is the epicenter of that.
Yeah.
Huron to Redfield.
And it's a beautiful area down there. And it, you know, it sounds like, you know, from what I'm hearing from some of my South Dakota biologists, that in spite of the drought, they're looking at some pretty strong pheasant reproduction in South Dakota. So that's, you know, that's some good news that we haven't been hearing about. In North Dakota, August 1st, the laws that were passed by the legislature last winter and early spring, unless they have an emergency clause, they go into effect on August 1st. Now, we spent considerable time talking about the electronic posting law. Mm-hmm. So I think if anybody's listening and they hadn't heard about that, the Rip Van Winkle effect must be coming into play, but that process has been rolling out since July 15th when landowners had to be signed up, but the laws itself go into effect on August 1st.
If there's anybody like that, we can tell who they are because they do not have a tan.
Yeah, right.
They have been living under a rock for the last, it's the spring.
Boy, ain't that the truth, Mick. No doubt about that. But, you know, jumping into a couple of laws other than the electronic posting, there's a law in North Dakota that goes into effect now where if you are wanting to access that land for anything other than hunting on that land, you still, even if it's not posted, even if it's not electronically posted, you have to have permission. So, you know, without reading everything verbatim, essentially what that means is if you go out into the landscape, and even if it's not all enclosed in a fence and you don't see posted signs, if you want to ride horseback, even if you want to do outdoors photography, mm-hmm. you have to have permission from that landowner. And it's kind of flying a little bit under the radar, but you can understand some of the rationale for that. Some of it came back to some of the DAPL protests, and that's mm-hmm. quite frankly where some of the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed, because of, you know, the DAPL protest, where there were people on land and there weren't necessarily the teeth to keep them from just accessing that land. Mm-hmm. And so the legislature, to their credit in North Dakota, said, okay, we got to fix this. You know, we've got to be able to put in the verbiage to keep people from just going out on somebody's property.
Right. It is private property, period.
Right. And again, you make that parallel to people living in an urban area. And if somebody tells you to get off their backyard, you get off their backyard.
Yeah.
Now, that might be a quarter acre or a half acre yard. When you've got 4,000 or 10,000 acres, that becomes a little bit tougher for a landowner to try to have some level of control. And it's his land. They also realize that in some cases, and one that's very obvious, is like coyote hunting. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of landowners out there, when you get after the deer season, that they don't want to have to tell people, please shoot the coyotes. Or in the spring of the year, they don't want to have to tell people, please shoot the gophers or the prairie dogs. So they're you as a specific landowner might say, well, this isn't going to work for me, or this is going to work for me. That's the struggle with legislation, is it can't be individualized for every scenario. So in the broad picture, what the legislature made it is that if the land isn't completely enclosed in a fence, then and it's not posted, you can go out there and hunt. If it's not electronically posted or physically posted, that same land, you would need permission to go out there and camp. Mm-hmm. You would need permission to go out there and take outdoors photography, to go birding, to go horseback riding. And while it's going to change people, you know, say that for outdoors photography, it's going to change how they function. I don't think you as a photographer, you as a horseback rider, you as a birder, I think if you were in that landowner's place, you could understand where they're coming from, where, yeah, you should have permission to go out there and take outdoors. You might be able to go out there and take an outdoors photograph that's worth, you know, $5,000 or something like that. And
right.
Not necessarily that the landowner needs a cut, but they should be able to, you know, to say yes or no to that.
Sure. Well, again, it's private property.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. That's new on August 1st.
Yep, so. That is new on August 1st. There is also an authorization to allow artificial light for hunting predators that are trying to destroy property. And
as they are destroying property, or if they were or could be?
Anytime throughout the year, any predatory animal attempting to destroying property.
So they have to be in the process of, like, breaking and entering.
The animal itself, not necessarily.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can't be sitting there and waiting for the coyote to take the lamb. You see a coyote near your sheep, you shoot the thing. And this is how strongly North Dakota felt about allowing artificial light to pursue predators any time of the year. It passed the House 92-2 and the Senate 47-0.
Wow.
Again, it's not going to solve all the problems, but it's going to provide, especially when you talk about, you know, coyotes and being able to spotlight them at night. So that's definitely something. You know, again, another quick one I want to make sure and get out there is, you know, talk about our non-residents that live on, like, maybe the South Dakota border. If you own property in North Dakota and you have land in plots, you will now be able to hunt that the first week of the pheasant season.
That's pretty cool.
Past times they had to wait just like every other non-resident. But hey, you own that land, opening week of pheasant season, you'll be able to go out there even if it is in plots. So that's another one to get out there, Mick.
All right. One of the maybe not a complete list, but many of the big ones are in your newspaper article this week. So check your local paper, or maybe some of these are on the Game and Fish website.
All on the Game and Fish Department website, Mick. It's all out there. So folks, get out there fishing, camp, and enjoy some of the great outdoors, Mick.
Super dee duper. Thank you, Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Take care, Mick. Take care.
Stay cool.
Yeah, we'll do what we can.
Like you are.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. And for the rest of you, Eric Johnson will be here next week for me. I'm going to kind of slip out the back door for a little bit, and we'll see you in a week or so. This is Farm Talk.